look, I know, but could you just say that the election was corrupt? People are wondering if Trump knew, if he had knowledge, that the election was not stolen. We're going to take a look at page 28 of the indictment over January 6th. Page 28, and we're going to be looking at paragraph 74. And we're going to take a look at this. This is quite troubling. That afternoon, the defendant called the acting attorney general and acting deputy attorney general. And that's because Barr had already quit. And said, among other things, people tell me Jeffrey Clark is great. I should put him in. The defendant also raised multiple false claims of election fraud, which the acting attorney general, which was, I believe, Jeffrey Rosen, and acting deputy attorney general, Richard Donahue, refuted. So they refuted him. The defendant brought up, Trump said, hey, there's a lot of corruption going on here down in Georgia. There's corruption down in Georgia, huh? There's corruption down in Georgia, and there's dead people voting, and space aliens came and changed all the votes in the Dominion voting, right? Brought up a whole bunch of stuff. And Jeffrey Rosen and Richard Donahue told him the same things that William Barr had told him, that his campaign managers had told him, that the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, I mean, going on and on with the people that told him there isn't anything true, that any isn't any legitimacy to this. So here he is. He's talking with Richard Donahue and Jeffrey Rosen, who, by the way, will be testifying against Donald Trump. Let's keep that in mind. It'd be nice to go on Dan Prof's show or any of these people out there on the right who say there's nothing in this indictment. Okay, what do we make of this here? So he's brought up all of these things again, and Richard Donahue and Jeffrey Rosen once again tell him, dude, there's no there. So when the acting attorney general told the defendant that the Justice Department would not change the outcome of the election, Trump responded, just say the election was corrupt and leave the rest to me and the Republican congressmen. Now, does this sound like a true believer, or does this sound like a snake oil salesman attempting to apply his craft? Seriously. what does Dan Bongino was just talking about how, I guess, recently a letter, one of these guys that recently testified, I can't remember, I think it was Hunter Biden's business partner, and actually produced a letter, from what I understand, from Joe Biden, basically expressing that he's a business partner with Hunter. And Dan Bongino's like, wow, this is so obvious. Don't you get it? Don't you get it? What else do you need? Right? That's Dan Bongino. And Dan is great in a lot of ways, except he's very one-sided. He acts as, like today he was talking about how there's 25% of the population out there that is unreachable, because they're just too far gone lunatic lefts, which was funny because this morning I did a podcast talking about the unreachables within the Republican Party. I was talking about Coy Griffin, Cowboys for Trump, and how he's one of the people really you don't need to be wasting your time with trying to convince of something because he's too far gone. And then there's another group of people in the Republican Party that are workable. And it's funny, me and Dan were saying the same thing. The only difference is that Dan doesn't recognize the insanity on his own side. So the same standards. What more do you need? I mean, there's a lot more. There's going to be a bunch of people testifying that Trump said that he knew he lost the election. But this is really interesting. What does that mean? Just say two very competent attorneys working for the Department of Justice had just told you and refuted all of your, and again, this isn't the first time, this is like everybody's been telling you, and they tell you it's not true, and you say to them, just say the election was corrupt and leave the rest to me and the Republican congressman. Does that sound like a true believer? What is he doing here? He's asking these guys to lie for him. Come on, Dan, what more do you need? Trump is asking Richard Donahue and Jeffrey Rosen to lie for him. Right? What's the other great quote? You're too honest. Remember that? You're too honest. Same indictment, different page. What's he doing? Here we go to page 33. On January 1st, the defendant called the vice president and berated him because he had learned that the vice president had opposed a lawsuit seeking a judicial decision that, at the certification, the vice president had the authority to reject or return votes to the states under the Constitution. The vice president responded that he thought there were no constitutional basis for such authority and that it was improper. Once again, in response, the president told the vice president, "You're too honest." Huh. Now, what is it? Does that mean that maybe Trump was asking him to be a little bit dishonest and he was unwilling? What does that mean? You're too, what does too honest mean? You're asking him to lie, aren't you, Don? Dan Bongino, Dan Proft, Cowboys for Trump, what say you about this? What does this mean, you're too honest? Again, Mike Pence is going to be hammering Donald Trump on the stand. He's already hammering him in the public. He's come out pretty strongly against the president. Very beautiful to see. So what does that mean? You're asking the vice president to do something. Well, you're not asking. You're pressuring and demanding that he do something that he isn't supposed to be doing. Now, people want to argue about whether he actually had the power. He really doesn't, but as everybody reasonably knows. But what does this mean, you're too honest? What does he mean by you're too honest? What does he mean by just say the election is corrupt? What does that mean? What do we make of this? Sounds like a man who knows that it's bullshit. And he's asking people to lie for him. And they are refusing to do so. Isn't that what that sounds like? What do we make of this? Huh? What do we make of this? Just say the election was corrupt and leave the rest to me and the Republican congressman. Woo! I'll have you guys decide for yourself. Please share this podcast. Consider becoming a member here at ChuckJines.com. It's $9.99 a year. It helps support my efforts of independent journalism. I'm trying to be objective as possible. Those are good questions. Share this podcast with people. Ask those questions. What does he mean by just say that the election was corrupt? Yeah, after they just told you. If he's not asking them to lie, what is he asking them? If Donald Trump is not asking them to lie, then what is he doing here? I would love to see a detailed explanation of this. This is not going to wash when you get on the stand, but it'd be interesting to see what the arguments of this are. It sounds like to me that Donald Trump is asking these people to lie for him.